This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyle questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. We are brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage and the Preferred Provider List. Please go to cityofcs.com and look for the list. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. You know, during the months from October to December, I give my radio time to nonprofit organizations so they can inform you about their cause and hope that you will consider their organization or your Christmas holiday donation. So that's why the City of CS does this from October to December. We want you to know all about nonprofits in the area and hoping you jot all this information down. So previously we had the Peak Producers, and we had Sarah's Home, and then today we are having The Place, and I want you to welcome Courtney Duzer. She is the development officer with The Place, previously known as Urban Peak.
Yes, The Place, a former affiliate of Urban Peak, is our official moniker for the time being.
Okay, why the change?
So we have been affiliated with the Urban Peak in Denver for about 19 years. It has come to the point where, you know, we've both matured as organizations and it was really just time for us to make that separation. We've always been our own separate entity, tax entity, always done our own fundraising, everything like that. We have shared a little bit of like programming and a little bit of funding from grants when it made sense for us to apply for grants together. But we've really been down here doing our own thing as our communities each have their own particular needs that look a little different despite the fact that we are serving the same population.
And what is the population?
So we work with youth experiencing homelessness ages 15 to 24.
That's a big span right there, 15 to 24.
It is a big span, but those are the ones that kind of fall through the cracks.
Sure.
That's what we see, you know. And, you know, just because they're 19, 20, 21 doesn't necessarily mean that they are registering the same way an adult is. So they have some pretty particular needs that we're able to meet.
You know, and prior to being on the mic, you and I are talking about how expensive it is to live here. Even, you know, rent, real estate is just not reachable these days for a lot of people.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, these are young people starting out and young people starting out often with not much. So
right.
it's an even bigger hurdle for them.
Right. 100 years ago, when I started out on my own, it was a breeze. I mean, apartments were really inexpensive. Utilities were hardly anything. I was pretty comfy. And I was going to school full time and I was working too.
Yeah.
So, you know, I could do it. But these days, I don't know how anybody in their 20s make it on their own these days. I just don't. Because a lot of them are going to school and they typically work retail.
Right.
And it's tough.
You see more retail and some of that fast food restaurant type work, service work that isn't paying. You know, if it's paying all right, then sometimes it's not steady.
Right. And it's just not a livable wage.
No.
So thank goodness you guys are around to help. Who is your typical client, would you say? What's a scenario there?
Okay, so we typically see like young people coming out of foster care. We see a large portion of those folks. We also see a large number of LGBTQ youth. Families are not accepting them. They've come out. They're figuring out, you know, where they are in life. So we're there to support through that. And I think we've also seen an uptick in families overall being in this situation. So we are there to help with the younger population, that younger generation, because, you know, we've seen it where we have youth staying in our shelter and the parent will be sleeping in the car outside of the shelter because they know that we're able to help their child get the help that they need.
That's a very unselfish act, don't you think so?
It is. It's sad and it makes my heart happy all at the same time. It's a very, I wish they didn't have to be in that situation, but it's so amazing seeing that parent truly put that child first.
We have a large youth homeless rate here.
So in the 2018 point in time, we had about 139 youth. The night that they did that point in time was late January, and it was a very cold, nasty night. So that was about all that they could actually find in that count. And that accounted for about 10% of the people that they found.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, you know, we'd
That's
always
pretty
say,
high.
Yeah, about 1 in 10 is what we think.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you mentioned the kids that have come out, you know, the LGBTQ population. you find that that's pretty common, and parents just really ostracizing their kid for whatever. And
unfortunately, it's still pretty common, but I think there's a lot of resources out there for parents now to accept and handle that better. And we work really closely with like Inside Out Youth Services, and they provide some help for parents and support through these situations too.
You know, it's, I don't know, sometimes things shock me. I'm like, okay, it's your kid.
Yeah.
Love him. Yeah. But that's me, you know, that's me. So where do you all typically get your funding from?
That is an awesome question. So because of our work and with some of our different programming, we do see a large portion of our funding coming from the government in forms of grants, voucher programs, things like that. And then the other side of that is we rely heavily on our individual donors. And that's individual donors who are, you know, volunteering, coming in, cooking meals, the individuals who are writing checks, individuals who are bringing things in like toilet paper and socks.
That's what we do. So this is what we do. We get the flyers from Safeway and King Soopers. And typically they'll have like 3 boxes of cereal for, you know, $3 or something like that. Or cans of soup, you know, you get 10 of them for whatever. And it's even less expensive than where I typically shop. Where I typically shop is pretty darn inexpensive. So that's a great way if people want to give that way as far as food. Because you'd be surprised at all the food you can get when Safeway and King Soopers is having those type of specials.
Oh, yeah.
They're kind of like bulk specials.
It is. It's incredible.
Also, sometimes you can get some really good buys at Costco.
Yes.
You know, and of course, a lot of their foods are seasonal. Soup is seasonal at Costco. Canned mushrooms is seasonal at Costco. They only sell them during the fall and winter.
I didn't know that. Thank you for, I learned something today.
Yeah, yeah. Our frozen pizzas, they are very reasonable also. So, hey, people out there, I'm just giving you some hints, okay? And like toilet paper. Toilet paper, you get those huge package
right
from Costco. I mean, it's not that expensive at all. Everybody needs toilet paper.
It's not.
Everybody.
I like the big Costco packets of toilet paper too.
Yeah, yeah. So you can buy a lot at, you know, bulk stores, Sam's Club, what have you.
For sure.
And the thing is, even if you just have one item, bring it on down to you, all right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you're gonna use it.
We will use it, and I think it helps people get acquainted with where we're at. And there's just something about giving. You know, you start giving, and you start understanding, and you show up, and you see our space, and you really connect with what we're doing.
Last year, my girlfriend, she had got a case, and when I say case, I think it was 24 cans of mixed Chef Boyardee canned pastas.
Yeah.
And she goes, this stuff is gross. She goes, I'd never eat it. And I said, then why do you have it? And she says, it was just a fantastic buy, and I don't remember where she got it. I said, well, you bought it to give away? She goes, I think that's what's in the back of my head.
Yeah.
She goes, because I can't stand stuff because I lived off of it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because she was what they called back then a latchkey kid. She'd come home, make her own dinner, that sort of thing. And so she brought it to you all, and you guys were so grateful to have it.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Kids still love that stuff, I guess, huh?
We still like that. The macaroni and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, pretty simple.
Oh, yeah. Pretty simple stuff. And sometimes you can get stiller deals, too, on milk.
Yes.
You know?
Yep.
And then, you know, what I always keep in the back of my head, too, is that some people have diet needs. I mean,
yes.
You know, some people are gluten-free. Some people are lactose-free. I just described myself. And so for that reason, if I find stuff and, you know, good buy, then you guys can use it, too. Because,
absolutely.
I mean, that covers a big population of people that do have dietary needs.
We do. And we definitely have to watch out for that. You know, we have a list in our kitchen doors with our allergies and the folks we have in there at the time that have allergies and what we need to not touch. And it's a whole thing, but glad we're able to do that and glad people understand that we have a need for that.
And the other thing we did last year, I buy those, the regular size candy bars at Costco, the big box of them. So our house has been popular since my daughter is now in her 30s. When she was a kid, all her friends would come over because they knew that we had the regular size candy bars. And we still do it. Now, those kids have their own families and they come to our house still to get those candy bars.
Oh, that's funny.
But we typically have a lot left over.
Yeah.
And last year we had 3 of the big boxes left over, so they went to you guys. And
Thank you. I remember
when I was bringing them in, there's some young kids out there, oh, look, I got candy bars.
It's a fun treat.
It is a fun treat.
It's just kind of something different and off the radar a little bit for some folks. But definitely.
Bring it in,
snacks,
right?
Snacks, fun stuff. We like
you name it.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a short break and we come back. Courtney and I, we're going to continue to talk about the place and their goals for the holiday season. So be sure to go to our website for any type of real estate news that you might be thinking you might be getting on the show. But you know what? You're really not going to, because this is all about nonprofits. Please go to cityofcs.com. If you have any questions, give me a call. 719-641-1357. Come on back, listen, and learn. Is this a year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your 2019 changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers, from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Welcome back. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz and I have Courtney Duzer. She is the development officer for the place previously known as Urban Peak.
Yes.
Yeah. So as you said before in our first segment, you all service people from 15 years to 24 years old that are homeless for whatever reason.
Yes.
And that's a big age gap there, but there's reasons for that because it's hard to make it these days. And like you said, you know, a lot you're talking about, you know, kids not being accepted by their parents anymore, that sort of thing, or having conflict and just kicking them out, that sort of thing, and they don't have a place to go.
Yeah.
And so you take them in. Do you all have counselors there?
That is an excellent question. I'm so glad you asked. We do have a therapist that comes in and has an office there. We also just received a grant that is allowing us the opportunity to bring on a couple of mental health case managers. So we are bringing this. You know, we've always been able to provide it through another organization or a couple, depending on what the need was. Mm-hmm. But we're bringing that into our shelter so our clients will have access to that.
And that's
much
better.
Easier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially with the nasty weather. They don't have to travel and nobody has to travel, in other words.
Yeah.
Right in house.
And setting those appointments up can be, you know, sometimes they're clear across town, you know, from our location downtown, we're talking way out on Powers. And that is quite a long haul for our young people.
What's a typical day at the place for, let's say, a 15-year-old?
So it'd be a little different with the 15-year-old because they are a minor. We are working with DHS and we're working with the families to figure out what the best exit strategy is for that young person. But they're definitely working with their case manager and working all that to not only figure out that safe exit, but what do they need to be doing in that meantime? So hopefully they're going to school if they so choose. If they're not going to school, then making plans to work on that GED or whatever those next steps look like. So it looks a little kind of like a normal kid's day, but kind mm-hmm. of not. You know, they get up, have breakfast, there's chores, and then exit that day, whatever that looks like. So going to school, getting a GED, working with their case manager, working on whatever they need to. And then they come back, there's a curfew, so they're back by curfew, have dinner, there's more chores, there's a little bit of social time, and then it's quiet time in the dorms. They go to the dorms, and then lights out.
Oh, there you go.
That is a very typical day.
And some of your kids work.
Yes.
And they need bicycles.
They do need bicycles.
We donated bicycles 1 year.
Thank you.
I think it was six of them, yeah.
Yeah, bicycle, it's kind of a fun thing to donate.
So, it is.
Yeah, bicycles, helmets, and locks are always needed. You know, the things that help you maintain and keep that bicycle going. Yeah, kits, tires, you know, the kits to keep things going. Right. Yeah, those are always appreciated.
So for the holidays, do you have any events coming up?
On November 7th, mm-hmm. we have our annual Night Out project, and we will be outside the First United Methodist Church, and people will be sleeping out. So it looks kind of like a walk-a-thon, you know what those look like,
mm-hmm.
Except people are actually sleeping outside and taking donations on our behalf. and we have it all set up online, so it's really, you know, no money's changing anybody's hands. But it's really to bring awareness and, you know, some financial support to our shelter and the work that's going on there.
I see that on TV every year.
Oh, yeah, yep. Mm-hmm. News crews start showing yeah. up. They show up sometimes in the evenings and then definitely in that morning, and we're all looking ragged, like we haven't slept because we're ragged right. and we haven't slept
right,
on camera. And yeah, but it's a very cool event. We can never replicate what being homeless is like, but this does try to give people just an inkling, you know, just a tiny idea of you slept outside last night. It was cold. It was noisy. You know, the sensory overload, even though it is fairly quiet, it's still kind of scary.
For sure.
And then get up and go to work or school that next day and see how you function.
Right.
Because these young people are doing that.
And it's very, very cold outside.
It is so cold.
Yeah, it's pretty miserable. So you have that event coming up. What are your needs? What does the place need?
So our needs are always a little bit seasonal. We are switching gears right now because we have been, you know, experiencing that up, down, that warm, cooler, mm-hmm. but we're really leaning into the cooler weather now. So mm-hmm. hand warmers, gloves, hats, blankets, sleeping bags, tarps, and then we have these kind of items that we always sort of need. You mentioned some of them earlier with some of the food items. Those are always appreciated. So spaghetti, canned foods, non-perishables, really, things like that. Cleaning supplies, always right. use those. Yeah, because yeah. mm-hmm. I was thinking mm-hmm. about your coupons mm-hmm. and your sales. You can right. find some
detergent, softener.
Yeah, find those. Mm-hmm. Find good sales on those.
Socks. Socks
yep.
are a big
Socks
deal.
Socks are always a big deal. And individually wrapped snacks. Because like you were mentioning earlier, mm-hmm. you know, the right. allergies and things like that. And of course, right. you want to be mindful of that. So fruit snacks, granola bars, just kind
things
of whatever.
Like that.
Yeah.
Do you all ever need bus passes?
We do need bus passes. You must have been studying up. Did you?
I just remember these things.
You just know. So we like to do the 30-day bus passes when possible. They really help us out and get our young people, you know, where they need to go and free up those case managers. So the case manager isn't always having to, I'm going to be late for work. No, you're not. Got a bus pass. You're good.
How would a person get a bus pass to you? I mean, without having to go down and you know, buy the bus pass in person.
You can buy bus passes online.
Right.
Yep. And you can just mail them to us.
Is that how that works?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know things have changed. So they mail them to the person that purchased it?
No, I think that they can have them shipped to us.
So just put the address in
there
for you. Yeah,
I think so. Last time I looked, I'm sorry. And if you have me, I'm like, wait, now I'm second guessing it. But no, I really think so. I think you can just go on and ship them to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then gift cards for?
Gift cards for
Walmart?
Yes. Yep. We like small increments. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, so those $5, $10 increments mm-hmm. are best. Fast food, we think about what's downtown mm-hmm. because that's where we're located and a lot of our clients are down right. there. Walmart, Target, things like that. That's really good too.
What's closest? What store is closest to? I'm trying to think. It'd be 7-Eleven, wouldn't it be?
7-Eleven is closest. Yeah, I think so.
You can get gift cards there for sure too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
It's amazing mm-hmm. where you can get gift cards anymore.
Let's not forget that you all need like body soap, sanitary items for the females, mm-hmm. Shampoo, conditioner, even shaving cream.
Shaving cream, toothpaste, deodorant. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a deodorant
Anything
shortage
that
this summer.
You all need at home, the place needs it.
Yes, exactly. That's the best way to think about
right.
it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And these are kids, so you have to have the mindset, typically as a kid, as a teenager, when it comes to snacks, that sort of thing. How about jackets?
Jackets, yep. Thank you for reminding me again. That's
yeah,
big one on the list as we're entering the colder temperatures.
Do you typically get kids that didn't bring anything with them? They just showed up?
We get a mix. So some of them literally do come to us with the clothes on their back and a trash bag of what small things that they do own. And other times they have luggage and are ready to roll and they just need a warm place to stay and shower while they're getting on their feet.
You know, as a kid, I can only imagine how emotional that is for a child to be homeless for whatever reason it might be. But, you know, whether you're rejected from your family, which would hurt terribly, or an economic reason for the family, the parents are sleeping in the car, and the child, the teenager, is at the place. For whatever reason, it's emotional.
It's
tough on them.
It's traumatic.
You know, during the recession, I was seeing homes being emptied constantly because they have fallen behind on their payments and they've lost the home. So now they become homeless. So I just would really like for people to put themselves in a kid's shoes. Put yourself in kids' shoes. Think about when you were a kid, how you would have felt if you were homeless, nowhere to go, and possibly even your parents not even being beside you anymore.
Yeah.
Because of conflict in the family. So please think about that, and please think about the place. How can people reach you?
So they can find us at our website at theplacecos.org. And that's the easiest way. So you can find out about the night out there. There's actually a tab at the very top. You can see it. So if you're interested in getting involved in that project, that's the best way to find out about it. Or just learn more about us through that website. We have our needs list posted. There's a far more thorough list than what we discussed today. So
I wonder if somebody doesn't have access to a computer, can they call you?
They can call us.
What's your number?
719-338-9257.
Again, that's 719-338-9257. Or you can go to the website, theplacecos.org. That's the website. And like you said, you've got your needs list up there.
Yeah.
Right? And if you forget any of this information, you can always give me a call, 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. Courtney's number again, 719-338-9257. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
It's nice seeing you again.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll get some people to respond in the show.
Yes. It's always fun being here.
Thanks. Hey, just because it's fall doesn't mean that people are not selling or buying real estate. And whatever you do, do not think that your real estate will not sell during the fall and winter months. It can and it will. And what's important is that you list your home sensibly and not overprice your property. You don't want to do that during the fall and the winter. You want to get things going. So what do you need? You need a realtor that's going to give you a free market analysis. And who would that be? That would be me, Deborah Elliott Schultz, 719-641-1357. Hey, be sure to go to our website and find out how we do our flat listing fee. We are the original flat listing fee company in Colorado Springs at City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. Just go to our website, cityofcs.com, and find out about our flat listing fee. Also find out how we give back to our buyers. We give back 25% of our commission to go toward your closing costs or for the down payment. Again, our number is 719-641-1357. Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors, American Liberty Mortgage, and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. Hey, we have a preferred provider list for the Colorado Springs Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. If you're interested in having your company on our website, or maybe even I talking to you about it here on the show, give me a call, 719-641-1357. I'd love to see you be a sponsor of the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, 719-641-1357. Hey, and go to our website, cityofcs.com, and look at our preferred provider list. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. Hey, please have a safe week. Arrive alive. Don't text and drive. And remember, it's never too late to become the person you're meant to be.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.